Support comes from USC Online, providing exceptional online graduate programs, certificates, and upskilling for current and aspiring professionals. Explore your graduate options today with the University of Southern California at online.usc.edu.
This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with A Second Opinion. I suspect if I asked, you'd have a strong preference that your doctor be up to date and practicing using the best scientific evidence as to what works and what doesn't. However, what I learned 20 years ago as a trainee is not necessarily what's best for my patients today. So I take it upon myself to keep current. However, each state has its own requirements for continuing medical education. The requirement is a sham. It's created an entire cottage industry of people offering meaningless and expensive courses that are geared toward transmitting technical information, but not focused on improving clinical practice. On top of state requirements, medical specialty organizations, pediatrics, internal medicine, psychiatry, have seen an opportunity to make huge amounts of money off of doctors, so they've jumped in. They now offer long written exams that are expensive and must be retaken every 10 years. But asking doctors about medical trivia in areas that aren't related to their practice is both a colossal waste of time and expensive. It drives older, experienced doctors out of medicine because they don't want to return to the days of cramming for silly exams, even though many are completely up to date with what they do every day. Dr. Victor Strausberger, a senior pediatrician at the University of New Mexico, teaches doctors around the country. He's challenged the American Board of Pediatrics to explain why they're insisting that doctors regularly take a long multiple-choice exam in a secure testing center where you need to empty your pockets and you're videotaped.
Pediatricians practice with essentially open books with technology in their exam rooms. And so they should be able to sit at a computer and go through a curriculum that will actually educate them and update them and then document that they, in fact, have done that.
Today, doctors practice with open books. We have technology, computers, and smartphones in our exam rooms, and we look up information all the time. We don't need to remember trivia. But it gets worse. The American Board of Internal Medicine has been accused of impropriety and financial mismanagement. They've admitted to several accounting errors that surprisingly have greatly benefited the organization and its leaders. But they're not alone. Dr. Strausberger explains that the American Board of Pediatrics is also in need of financial transparency.
They have $40 million in the bank. The president makes nearly $1 million a year, and they travel first class. There's room for a little financial pruning since we all seem to pay for it.
At the end of the day, there is absolutely no evidence that with these new exams, the quality of practice has improved. Surely the public needs to know that docs and nurses are current and up to date, but these new exams are a sham, and they offer neither the public nor the profession any benefit. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with A Second Opinion.